Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, a South Texas community partner for generations. Christus Spahn is proud to be a part of your life, caring for families and providing quality medical care to all. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, the Dr. and Mrs. Hugh A. Kennedy Foundation, and the Koch Foundation, supporting the Catholic Church and its ministries across South Texas.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The Lord be with you. Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year. We have arrived in this continuing Christmas season with great joy on the Feast of the Epiphany, giving thanks to God for His manifestation as God. And we give thanks to God for the wonderful example we have in what we celebrate today, to allow the light of Christ to guide us in our own lives as it guided the three wise men. Welcome to those of you visiting here in the cathedral. Welcome to your home away from home. It is always a blessing to have you with us here. And to all of you at home and at the hospital or the nursing homes or wherever you may be this day, please know we thank you for letting us come into your homes, into your presence there, and via television, radio, internet. And we ask the Lord to continue to watch over you in the wonderful gift of Christmas hope and Christmas joy, and that your dwelling, your home, and where you are will always surround you with a love, peace, and joy that embraces you and that lifts you up. My dear family, let us begin our time of prayer asking for pardon for our sins. Lord Jesus, you are mighty God and Prince of Peace. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you are Son of God and Son of Mary. Christ, have mercy. And Lord Jesus, your Word made flesh and splendor of the Father, Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. This day revealed your only begotten Son to the nations by the guidance of a star. Grant in your mercy that we who know you already by faith may be brought to behold the beauty of your sublime glory. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Rise up in splendor, Jerusalem. Your light has come. The glory of the Lord shines upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick clouds cover the peoples. But upon you the Lord shines, and over you appears his glory. Nations shall walk by your light, and kings by your shining radiance. Raise your eyes and look about. They all gather and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters in the arms of their nurses. Then you shall be radiant at what you see. Your heart shall throb and overflow, For the riches of the sea shall be emptied out before you, the wealth of nations shall be brought to you. Caravans of camels shall fill you. Dromedaries from Midian and Ephah, all from Sheba, shall come, bearing gold and frankincense, and proclaiming the praises of the Lord. The word of the Lord. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for your benefit, namely, that the mystery was made known to me by revelation. It was not made known to people in other generations, as it has now been revealed to the holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles are co-heirs, members of the same body, and co-partners in the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel, the word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word, that I too may go and do him homage.' After their audience with the king, they set out, and behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way." The Gospel of the Lord.
As best as possible, because of the television lights, we can't do too much more than what we have. I want you to have a visual of what the three wise men had to go through, the nights and the days, but just so you can see the glare of the star that they were following, you see? Many a times people ask, "Well, why is that star there? It looks odd." But it doesn't. Because that's the very visual that the wise men had in their travels. That's all they had. That's what they followed. That's what they trusted. And they would not stop until they arrived, no matter what. Because underneath that star, as you just heard in the gospel, was the new king, the only king, the real king. Even though the three of them were king of their kingdoms that will perish and eventually become someone else's. But this is the king that will never be replaced. Of his kingdom, he will always be. And there is where you and I are meant to arrive, as the three wise men did. And when this cathedral is completely dark, this radiates so beautifully. It leads you through the darkness of the cathedral at night, and it lights the path just a little, just enough for you not to trip or fall. And then as you get closer and closer, it gets brighter and brighter. And then by the time you're there, all the light you need is yours. And we have to remember how these three kings that came from different places didn't know each other until they met along the way. And little did they know that they would all have to go before the one who's the obstacle, Herod. But notice what happens once they arrive and are ready to depart, they start listening. Just like they did when they left their kingdoms. They continue to listen and hear the voice of God say, don't go back to Herod. Go a different route. A longer route, for the matter. Remember, this was all on foot, on camelback. It wasn't like most of us who drove here. There wasn't much. There wasn't electricity to show the way. There was simply the glares of the stars. But most especially this one. And my dear family, as we celebrate this wonderful gift of the Epiphany, the manifestation of the Lord, and what drove these men, who were not religious men, questionable whether they were even believers, before something triggered them on the inside that stirred them up to the point that they got up, not explaining to anybody where they were going, they just went. Because it made sense to them. They were the ones being called. And upon arrival, yes, offer what the world has to offer, but realizing that that will never compare to what the one they came to adore has to offer them. And my dear family, we have to look at our own lives and realize that light, that star in its own way, it's always there shining before you and me. In this world that's very dark, very misleading, where it creates all of these potholes for you to stumble and fall, all these ditches to throw you into when it's done with you. The light is there. When darkness is trying to overcome you, to doubt your life, to doubt your person, the light is there. But it's about you focusing more on the light. As glim as it may be at that moment, it's still there. And it will shatter that darkness. This light that just offers you and me a beautiful hope, a wondrous love, and a gentle peace. And how interesting it is that these three men from different parts came to know one another when they finally arrived in each other's presence. They arrived in each other's presence as strangers, but leaving and departing the Savior himself, they left as family. Look at us. I would dare to say not a single person in this cathedral right now can give me the name of every person who's here. Patrick? Can you do that? In case you're wondering, Patrick was the one who put the infant Jesus there for many, many years until he grew up. Now he doesn't fit. So, well, he does, but... But the thing is, we're all from different walks. But something has brought us here in this beautiful gift of the cathedral. We look for the tower. There it is. And when it gets closer and closer, you know you've arrived. Guess what? So has the other one. And so has this person and that person. All walking through the same door. All making their way to the same table. All coming to see and receive the same light, who's Christ. And yes, we may arrive as strangers, but make no mistake, my dear family, which is why I always call you my dear family. We leave as family. We leave as brothers and sisters. In other words, we leave different than when we arrived, just like they did. But we also bring something, I hope and pray. And that is the gift of your life. so that the one who came to give his life for your life will take that life and fill it with everything it deserves. Love, peace, joy, happiness, fullness of life, because it comes from the one who is the fullness of truth, who is God himself, the infant Jesus, whose light never, never misguides, but always leads us out of what wants to take all of that away, so that we can see again a new day, a new dawn, as the Magi did. So I pray for you this Epiphany, pray for me, that we always keep our eyes on that light, that star. When things become so overwhelming, look up. Because everything that wants to overwhelm you just wants to make you look down. There's nowhere to go if you just look down. But if you look up, that light is going to keep guiding you. It's going to keep strengthening you. It's going to keep leading you into brighter and most blessed days. Praise be to God for this wonderful example of these three kings. But ever more so, my dear family, praise be to God for your example of those who follow that light and let it bless you as you deserve. May we trust in him and give to him everything so that we can receive from him even more than what we offer. For he only comes to give you and me everything that entails an unconditional, ever-giving, ever-forgiving love. Let us ask the Lord for that grace to see him, to approach him, and to open ourselves up as he opens himself up, and embrace him as he embraces us, so that truly you will always, even outside of the season, feel and realize a very Merry Christmas. And that is exactly what you deserve to have every day. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. And by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. My dear family, I ask that we now offer our prayers in the name of our Lord.
For the church, that we may reflect the light of Christ in the words we preach and the actions we take, so that the light may shine forth to all peoples, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace on earth, that the promise of the Prince of Peace may be realized in our attitudes and in our behavior, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Especially for all those fleeing their home countries because of danger, hardship, or fear, that they may be welcomed in a new home and given the opportunity to live better lives, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For this, our community of faith, that strangers may find the Lord in our midst, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That our Heavenly Father may extend his healing hand upon those who suffer from illnesses in our community, especially those who continue to be affected by the coronavirus, and bless those who minister to them. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Jose Angel Valles, Glenn Hebert, Layla Garaby, Frank Garza Jr., John Kyle Burke, and Robert Roy, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And now, my dear friends, for all those prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Loving Father, all this we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen. Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Look with favor, Lord, we pray, on these gifts of your church, in which are offered now not gold, frankincense, and myrrh, but he who by them is proclaimed, sacrificed, and received, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For today, you have revealed the mystery of our salvation in Christ as the light for the nations. And when he appeared in our mortal nature, you made us new by the glory of his immortal nature. And so with all the angels and saints, we sing the hymn of your glory, as without end we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me."
The mystery of faith.
We eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope, Michael our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember all our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. And we pause to remember those who have passed away this last year. May these and all those that we always carry in our heart now be in the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, O Lord, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, may we merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. With faith and hope, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom and the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity, in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. Peace of the Lord be with you always. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body and blood of Christ keep me safe for eternal life. Let us pray. Go before us with heavenly light, O Lord, always and everywhere, that we may perceive with clear sight and revere with true affection the mystery in which you have willed us to participate. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Before those of you who tune out on the television, again, we wish you a blessed Christmas and a wonderful Epiphany. Don't forget to bless your homes today. And we ask the Lord to continue to dwell with you in peace and to grant you good health and to be with you always. And thank you for letting me share that with them. We had about maybe 40 seconds left. They'll come back up for the Facebook and all that other areas of live streaming in a few minutes. But my dear family, I shared with them what I shared
Hello,
with you.
Hello, I'm Father Peter Lisandro, Rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Mulvey and the Cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with His love, peace, and joy. And may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System. A part of your life, providing advanced quality care and vital services close to home and dedicated to keeping South Texas healthy and strong. More information is available at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast. If you have been blessed by our efforts and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.